Most mothers will tell you raising a family is a balancing act, and when you add in a job outside the home, things become even tougher. But it's hard to understand just how tough until you try doing it yourself.
I had to get up in the morning at 5:30, get everybody ready, and bottles and diapers and all kinds of things, and get the kids to a sitter and get to work, and then I would work all day and come back and get them, and by the time I got them and got them home, it was time to put them to bed.
Paula, which is not her real name, was raising four young children alone after a divorce. She first tried methamphetamine, also known as meth, at the suggestion of her former husband. He said it would help her keep up with the kids and the housework. Paula calls methamphetamine a wonder drug. It gave her a burst of energy that lasted for 10 or 12 hours at a time. Suddenly, she says it was easy to work 12-hour shifts at the factory, to take care of the kids, and to cook and clean. But it didn't take long before it all caught up with her.
I remember times when the morning came and the paycheck was gone, and there was no food in the cupboards to feed the children, and the bills hadn't been paid. And, of course, that was over a period of time. But once the party life started to catch up with me, I was getting paid on Friday, and by Saturday morning, broke. You know, and you're talking $600-$800 paychecks.
Drug experts say methamphetamine gives the user the message that everything is okay, that they don't need food, they don't need water, they don't need sleep. Lieutenant Detective Scott Nichols says he's seen firsthand the human wreckage that can create. Nichols is with a special drug enforcement unit of the Michigan State Police.
You can imagine if you stop drinking water for 7 days, what's going to happen to your body. If you stopped eating for 45 days, how much weight you're going to lose. It's amazing when we get these people. They have large open sores on their body, on their face. They're emaciated. It's quite a startling picture.
Methamphetamine's been around for decades, but its popularity has been booming in recent years, and it's sweeping its way across the country from the West Coast. Dr. Jeff Kessler says there are a few things contributing to the growth of the drug. Methamphetamine is highly addictive and cheap and easy to make.
Access to the drug is very easy. We have the methamphetamine recipes on the internet. And really, to make methamphetamine, you could buy all the local ingredients at like a Walmart.
Kessler is a psychologist in Kalamazoo, Michigan. He specializes in substance abuse treatment for prison inmates. He says the symptoms of methamphetamine abuse mirror those of a severe psychiatric disorder.
Methamphetamine users who are coming down off a high clinically cannot be diagnosed differently than a paranoid schizophrenic. So the clinical symptoms that you see, that we see, with a methamphetamine user versus a paranoid schizophrenic are virtually the same.
Kessler says most methamphetamine users, like Paula, only get into treatment after they get into trouble with the law.
When they picked me up that night, I remember being surrounded by like 15 different police cars and guns drawn and asking me to get out.
Paula got caught up in a life of nonstop partying. She lost her job, her house, and her children, all because of her meth habit. She was also moving from one abusive relationship to the next. Then, one night after snorting meth, she retaliated against her current boyfriend.
I became the abuser instead of the abused. I became more like him. And in my mind, I thought, you know, one of us is going to die, and it's just not going to be me. And so I went after him.
Paula stole a car and drove to her boyfriend's house, where she tore down the door and attacked him.
I had two felony counts and six misdemeanors all in one night, and they put a $5,000 bond on my head, and I can remember sitting there thinking, boy, I really did it this time. I have really messed up this time.
Paula ended up in a court-ordered drug program. Now, after nearly 2 years of intensive treatment and monitoring, she's about to graduate. But Paula says she's seeing more and more new people coming into the program because of methamphetamine. And she says that scares her because she knows how seductive the drug can be.
I hate what it did to me, and I hate what I did to me. But for a long time, that drug was my very best friend. And we all know how difficult it is to give up a best friend. So saying goodbye was really, really difficult.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson.